Hello, I'm Keith Pellon. Welcome to Focus Asia Pacific from PCJ Radio International. Japan has the fastest aging society in the world, with more than a quarter of its population over the age of 65. It currently has over 66,000 centenarians, more than any other country in the world. Toshiko Kayasote and Aki Muriyama explore some of the innovative ways in which the Japanese people are adapting to living longer. We have this special documentary program, which is going to be part one of a two-part program called Japan, The New Ways of Growing Old.
My name is Toshiko Katayose. I'm 67 years old, and for the past 20 years, I've been editing a popular magazine for seniors in Japan. Many of the readers are like me, from the baby boomer generation that was born just after the end of the Second World War. We have a very different outlook on aging to that of our parents.
In Japan, there are 6.8 million baby boomers born between 1947 and 1949 who are now turning 70 years old, and this is forcing a big change in our society.
Hiroyuki Itsuki, the 85-year-old best-selling author, is a well-respected voice for older people in Japan.
A lot of other countries will follow this path in the near future. So if Japan can show how successfully we can deal with a super-aging society, that's a big contribution we could make to the world.
In this series, with the help of my English-speaking friend, Aki Muriyama Leggett, whose voice you're hearing now, we'll be exploring some of the innovative ways that Japanese people are facing up to the challenge of living in the world's fastest aging nation with new ways to grow old.
In the past, we thought living to 50 was good. Now, many of us can expect to live to 100. This change requires us to think differently about the second half of our life.
200 miles west of Tokyo is Nagano Prefecture, a scenic mountainous area known as the Japanese Alps. It's one of the longest living regions in the world, and its population has the highest longevity in Japan. Here, the average life expectancy for man is nearly 81 years, and for women, just over 87 years. Out of its population of 2 million, nearly a third are over the age of 65. But the Nagano Prefectural Government is not satisfied just that its people are living longer.
We have a 5-year comprehensive plan, which is called Nagano Land of Happiness Creation Plan.
Takashi Tsukada is Associate Director of the Health Promotion Division of Nagano Prefecture.
Our goal is to become the healthiest as well as the longest living region in the world, where each person can lead a purposeful and happy life for as long as possible.
The slogan that was first used in Nagano to promote healthy longevity was Pimpin Korori. To be pimpin, spry and energetic, during your life, and to die korori, quickly and painlessly. Nagano is believed to have the highest per capita consumption of vegetables in Japan and amongst the lowest medical insurance costs. Today, the goal is to bring down the incidence of strokes, cancer, and other diseases through what it calls the ACE project.
ACE stands for action. It stresses the importance of daily physical exercise. C stands for check. It encourages getting regular medical checkups. E stands for eat. It promotes healthy eating habits such as lower sodium and more fresh vegetables.
Many of the municipalities in the Nagano region are building new walking trails to encourage outdoor exercise and collaborating with local restaurants and convenience stores to introduce healthier ACE menus. But there is something else striking about the old people you meet around Nagano. Here, near to the world-famous Zenkoji Buddhist Temple, A farm shop selling fresh local produce is run by a group of lively women. They're all over the age of 65, laughing and chatting to customers who are often equally old. And across the road, there's a shop selling the regional specialty called oyaki, a dough ball packed with fresh vegetables and cooked on a griddle over an open fire. The cheerful people making the oyaki are all in their 80s.
Figures from 2015 show Nagano's labor participation rate of the elderly was 28.7%. It's the highest in all of Japan. Many of our senior citizens 65 years or older continue to work, which gives a sense of purpose in their lives.
Nagano is trying to lead the way in changing attitudes to how we live in old age and how we even think about old age.
Many people believe aging means a deterioration or decline.
Hiro Murata is professor at the Smart Aging International Research Center at Tohoku University.
Smart aging means we can become smarter as we age. We can continue to grow because aging is a process of developing ourselves. We believe four conditions for smart aging. Number one, cognitive stimulation. The brain training is key because if you do nothing, cognitive function easily decline. Second, physical exercise. Third, balanced nutrition, meals. Fourth, the socialization, like the communication with others. Particularly the men after retirement. Nothing to do, no place to go, and as a result, watching TV at home, drinking, you continue this kind of lifestyle after 1 year, have a stroke, for example. The best suggestion is continue to work. Fortunately, the Japanese trained people over 60 or 65 who want to continue to work is increasing.
This is a not-for-profit children's daycare center called iPod in a busy district of Tokyo. Today, the staff changing diapers include 69-year-old Shinji Kurita.
I worked as a TV director for many years, but at the age of 62, I wanted a new challenge. By changing nappies, feeding and playing, I have learned to communicate with small children. I have gained a greater sense of responsibility, and it makes me feel trusted. As you get older, it becomes harder to build trust with new people. But in this role, you gain the confidence of mothers, children, and staff, and I enjoy that.
There is a national shortage of childcare workers in Japan. Yet, for Shinji Kurita, taking this new direction has not been easy in a country which still has quite traditional attitudes to the role of men and women.
A recent survey shows how Japanese men don't participate in childcare. 65% of Japanese men and 57% of women believe that men should earn the money and women should stay at home to care for children. With these kind of attitudes, it is difficult for men to take on that job of nursery childcare. I see myself as a pioneer type of senior who is breaking new ground.
In the past, people just accepted that getting older meant that deterioration of their body was inevitable. But now, with more information available, they know that losing fitness means losing your freedom. Professor Hiro Murata has charted that change in attitude.
Baby boomers, they saw a lot of people with dementia, their parents. Now they are thinking, oh, I don't want to become like them. So because of this, they start to exercise, go to sports gym or walking or swimming. They compare to 10 or 15 years ago, I think population who do the exercise drastically increased. Becoming the super age society means becoming health conscious society. So I think the Japanese society are moving to such direction.
This college, run by the local municipality, offers courses in many different subjects for over 60s. It's called Setagaya Lifetime University.
This university is very unique because each course has lecture and exercise.
Professor Shinji Aoki teaches a course in environment and tourism.
Every week they can enjoy hearing the lecture and later they can enjoy the exercise.
Makoto Aoki is 80 years old and has been attending Setagaya University for 2 years.
Coming here makes me feel that my learning will not stop until I die. The combination of exercise and learning is excellent because it uses muscles I don't use otherwise and helps restore my balance, which has been deteriorating.
Today's guest lecturer is Dr. Yoshinori Nagumo, and his talk is on diet for life and silver democracy, how staying healthy means contributing to society. Dr. Nagumo is a youthful-looking 61-year-old breast cancer surgeon. His mission is to reduce breast cancer rates in Japan, which have increased threefold in the past 30 years. He says we should not be too complacent about Japanese longevity statistics.
The traditional healthy Japanese diet has been lost, and people now rely more on processed food. So today's diet doesn't promote longevity.
Dr. Nagumo is regularly in the Japanese media, publicizing what he calls his diet for life.
There are three elements to the diet for life. Reduce sugar intake and try and eat whole food rather than processed foods. Reduce consumption of bad fats such as trans fats and increase good fats such as omega-3. Reduce refined salt intake and replace with fermented condiments, which are more traditionally Japanese anyway. I believe it is not too difficult for the majority of people to practice this diet, and it will reduce the likelihood of heart disease and diabetes.
Dr. Nagumo also recommends eating just one meal a day, something he practices himself.
The secret for a long life, based on scientific evidence, is that we need to do more aerobic physical exercise and experience proper hunger before we eat.
One of the silver students listening to Dr. Nagumo is 74-year-old Mrs. Setsuko Arai.
I used to think we should eat 3 meals a day, and skipping a meal is a bad thing. But after hearing Dr. Nagumo's talk, I realized that I should wait until I'm hungry before eating, when my body demands I eat. Only then will I eat. In my mother's generation, we didn't have enough food. It was after the war, so we focused on just getting enough nutrition. Now we have a lot of different types of food readily available, so we have to pick out what's good and leave what's not so good. That's a big difference.
You're listening to Japan, New Ways to Grow Old on the BBC World Service with Toshiko Katayose and Aki Mariama Leggett. Welcome to Sugamo, a shopping district in north-central Tokyo, which has long been popular with old ladies. It's affectionately known as Granny Fashion Street. The atmosphere here is like stepping back 40 years into bygone Tokyo. There are many shops which sell easy care, easy-to-wear clothes and shoes for old people. But these are clothes we associate with our mothers. I would not wear such unstylish clothes. It doesn't feel as if Sugamo's granny shopping street caters for my generation of older people. The growing population of aging Japanese baby boomers like me is challenging expectations of how old people should dress and what products and services we want.
If we define the people over 60, silver consumer, I think the total population over 60 in Japan now is more than 38 million people, 60% women.
Hiro Murata was one of the first to recognize the business opportunities presented by the new silver consumers. He now advises other businesses on how to tap into the silver consumer market.
Companies have to think better products, better quality, better services, and lower prices. If the company can provide such good products, the senior people, they will buy.
That's a message that one of Japan's largest supermarket chains called Aeon has really woken up to. Here in East Tokyo, they completely overhauled their old store to better cater for their aging local population. Over four brightly lit floors with wide aisles and stylish displays, the new Aeon Grand Generation Mall is the first of its kind in Japan. The store manager is Mr. Nakahara.
From our survey, people said as they grow older, they are looking for more good quality food in smaller portions so that they don't waste any food. Not wasting food is really important to the older generation.
In the spacious ground floor food hall, everything from ready-made meals to fresh produce is available in small portions. Here, for example, are the cabbages. You can buy whole cabbage, half a cabbage, or just a quarter. And over here in the meat cabinet, there are tiny individual steaks the size of a credit card.
We did a customer survey before and after the new store opened and found there was a noticeable increase in older shoppers. But surprisingly, the number of younger shoppers aged 20 to 30 also went up. We weren't expecting that. Many younger people also are living alone and want single food portions too.
On each of the upper floors, there are hundreds more products and services for older people.
In this corner, there are walking sticks, shoes and fashionable shopping carts, everything for going out. Walking sticks are usually considered to be a mobility aid, but here at Aeon, we think of walking sticks as fashion accessories, to be shown off and so encourage older people to go out.
The variety of walking sticks here is amazing. Every color you can imagine, and even crystal studded ones to match the most elegant outfits.
Many people want to use age-friendly products, functionally okay. However, not always attractive. So particularly the baby boomer, they are very sensitive to the design. Stylish, cool. I think in the past 10 years, a lot of products, they become more fashionable.
If you try and sell clothes made for older people, they don't sell well. Customers don't like them. Even if they are old women, they want to wear clothes that younger women would wear. So here at Aeon, we use the same colors and patterns, but adjust the style to fit a more senior figure.
The store has many health facilities for older people, including a dental clinic, self-service blood pressure and bone density counters, a foot spa, and a new exercise area.
Now, with our new focus on older customers, we find our most popular service is the morning exercise activities here on the fourth floor. We open our doors at 7 a.m. for table tennis and a slow aerobics class. There are 50 to 60 participants every morning, and shoppers can also use this 180-meter walking track around the shop floor. We've installed devices where they can log their performance and heart rates to measure their own progress over time.
Nemoto Kazue, 82 歳です.
My name is Nemoto Kazue and I'm 82 and I love coming here. Since it reopened, I've been coming to the gym every day and I think it's great. All the staff members are very kind. They are like my grandchildren. And after exercise, people can go off and buy groceries.
Our business has improved, and not just by attracting more shoppers. The older people you see chatting to each other are not friends. They are people who came alone, but are making new community connections in the store. If they are meeting new people every day, they make more effort to wear nicer clothes and makeup. Then they buy more things from their favorite store. This virtuous cycle creates better business.
And there are even business opportunities beyond customers' lifetimes. Every 2 or 3 months, the fourth floor of this new store hosts a very unusual try before you buy event.
Over there is where we place the coffin. Getting in a coffin and trying it out is not a joke. We think these store events facilitate the conversation about funerals and death for our customers. Here, they can come with their shopping trolley and talk about these matters freely. It really helps them. They go home and discuss their wishes with their loved ones more easily.
These sorts of end-of-life preparations are becoming more and more common in Japan. There is even a word for them, shukatsu.
ここは東京でも大きな書店の一つです。
This is one of Tokyo's biggest bookstores. These shelves are full of shukatsu books to help you plan every aspect of your final years.
This one here is called Hitori Shukatsu.
Hitori Shukatsu, single person shukatsu, preparing for all your worries for the future.
This one is entitled Digital Shukatsu.
Digital Shukatsu.Managing your data to prepare for all contingencies.
This section is for what, in Japanese, is called ending notes. It is a booklet you can fill in yourself. This one is called My Life, Past and Future.
このエンディングノートは三部構成になります。
There are three parts. First is a section on my history about your life up until now, your favorite memories as well as your medical history.The second is for your active old age, such as what trips you would like to make and experiences you would like to have. Part 3 is for contingencies in the event of your death or incapacity, and even who you would want to look after your pets.
こういった本が出版されるようになったのは新しい原稿で。
This is a new phenomenon. We didn't have all these books 20 years ago.It shows how proactive people now want to be in preparing for their old age well.
こんにちは。
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 今日は日曜日の朝です。東京の南東部、蒲田。
It's a Sunday morning in Kamata, Southeast Tokyo, and we are in the home of 66-year-old Mrs. Hoshi. 15 women aged between 60 and 90 have gathered to prepare lunch.And discuss shukatsu, how they are planning for their final years. These women were all readers of the magazine I used to edit, and we now meet twice a year to prepare ourselves for whatever lies ahead. Although we talk about many serious issues, as you can hear, there is much laughter and mutual support.As we share ideas and experiences.
Sugama Reiko と申します。
This is 73-year-old Reiko Sugama, who makes new dresses out of beautiful old kimonos.
Both our children are now independent, and I live with just my husband in Kawasaki. I'm gradually clearing out my house, throwing out lots of clothes. I get rid of my books.By putting them outside my front door with a sign saying, please help yourselves. That's the best way.
This process of clearing out is known as Danshari. After a lifetime of consumption, you need to focus on what is really important in your life. Danshari comes from three words.
Dan, refuse. Do not take in things that are unnecessary. Sha.Dispose of things that are unnecessary. Re, separate from attachment to possessions. Dan Shari.
遺品の中にね、主人の残したノートがありまして。
Kumiko Shimizu is 83 and did her own Danshari after the death of her husband.
I cleared out my house before moving from Gifu to Tokyo. Now I live in a room at my daughter's house with just a family altar, a sewing machine and a few books. When I was clearing out my old house, I found a diary that my husband had kept. I discovered this only after he died. I read an entry from 5 years before when I had had major heart surgery. He'd wrote in the diary how he was praying for my recovery every single day and how he wished he could give up his life if it would save mine. I decided to keep just that diary. No other book was important. It made me feel I could let go of everything else.
A year ago, at a gathering like this, we talked about what we want to pass on to our children. As a result, 73-year-old Yoko Katagiri, who still works in the family insurance business, says she took action.
I started to keep a diary of messages I wanted to pass down to my son. Because when I die, all the family will turn up to the funeral, and my son, he won't have a clue who they are. So I've drawn a family tree and explained it to him. I think it's important to do this while I'm still alive, so we can talk about it, and he can ask questions.
The oldest woman in the group is Teruko Aono. Back in 1964, she became the first female taxi driver in Japan.
I was raising my daughter as a single parent because my husband left me. He just left because he found a girlfriend. I needed to earn a living to support us both. I wanted to apply to be a taxi driver. But it was impossible for the company to employ a woman. So I applied with a man's name. I dressed as a man, and when I got the job, I worked as a man. I did this for 4 years. When the legislation for equal pay came in, I changed back to my real name and carried on working as a woman. That's how I became the first woman taxi driver in Japan. I carried on working until I was 85. Now I travel around the country giving talks about my experiences.
With her orange hair, painted nails and brightly colored home-tailored clothes, Teruko remains striking, agile, and strong-willed.
I pushed boundaries all my life. That's how I was able to put food on the table and raise my daughter. Even at the age of 92, I still travel around Japan on the trains without any need for a walking stick. So I still feel as if I'm pushing boundaries.
What I think is new about Teruko is that she does what she can do regardless of her age. She even volunteers at the daycare center for old people younger than her. She is a 92-year-old helping 70-year-olds. That's the new way to grow old.
And next week we will present part two of Japan, New Ways of Growing Old. If you wish to contact us, our email address is focus@pcjmedia.com. We'll see you again very soon. I'm Keith Powell, saying so long and take care.